WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Chicago is continuing to vaccinate healthcare workers and nursing home residents against COVID-19. But only about a quarter of people from that first eligible group have gotten the vaccine so far, and the city isn't moving on to the next group. So what's taking so long? WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch has been following Chicago's vaccine rollout, and she joins us now. Kristen, first, how much vaccine has the city received, and how much has actually been given out?
Sure. Well, the first groups of people eligible to get a shot are healthcare workers and people who live and work in nursing homes. Chicago's received more than 125,000 doses of vaccine, and so far about 24% of people who live in Chicago and are in this first group have been vaccinated. So we have a long way to go. A big caveat, these numbers obviously change. People got their first dose in December, and hospitals are giving their second doses now.
And why do we think so few people have been vaccinated?
Our colleague Becky Vivi and I spent a lot of time talking to hospitals this week about how their vaccine distribution is going. So we learned that there are still a lot of healthcare workers who are hesitant to get the vaccine. For example, there's a small hospital on the southeast side called South Shore Hospital. Less than 20% of their healthcare workers said they get a shot. Now, this hospital has mostly Black employees and Black patients. And national polls have shown that Black Americans would be hesitant to take the COVID-19 vaccine. I mean, there's a history of mistrust and medical experimentation. We also talked to some other small hospitals, and they too had vaccinated only about half of their workers and were having a tough time. This is happening even at some big hospitals and health systems like the University of Chicago Medical Center and Amita Health. They're seeing numbers of around 50 to 60% of the eligible employees got one. There are also access issues. So not every healthcare worker works for a big hospital. I mean, you think about dentists and doctors in private practice, midwives. So they need to find a way to get the vaccine.
And Kristen, why does it matter if not as many healthcare workers are getting vaccinated?
Well, some hospitals have extra doses of vaccine sitting in ultra-cold freezers. So they're just waiting to use it on other people. But the city says that they can't at this point. And even hospitals that have been using all the vaccines that they get right away, they just have this sense of urgency, you know, to really slow the spread of the coronavirus, especially with the highly contagious variant that's popping up.
And what needs to happen then for the city of Chicago to move on to the next priority group? That's the one that includes older residents and frontline essential workers.
Right. Well, more healthcare workers and nursing home residents and staff need to get vaccinated. Or they need to show proof that the demand has slowed, like if appointments are not filling up.
And Kristen, you've reported that Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot met with hospital leaders this week to talk about strategies for vaccinating healthcare workers faster. What do we know about what they discussed?
Right. So there were no mandates, and they all acknowledged that this vaccination effort is really hard. What I'm hearing they talked about is if hospitals want to move on from healthcare workers to those next in line, they need to vaccinate more people in this first priority group. So hospitals are going to start reaching out more to providers in their communities who don't work for them, like those small doctors' practices and dentists. And hospitals want to have a little more flexibility on vaccinating healthcare workers who don't work for them.
That's WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch. Kristen, thanks for bringing us up to date.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is WBEZ.